Barhead. The Barhead and Community Indigenous Event Committee will have to wait a little longer to learn the status of their request to paint a crosswalk on Main Street at the 50th Avenue intersection with Indigenous symbols and temporarily close a section of 50th Avenue as well as Main Street, for a Walk of Reconciliation, in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21. Following a suggestion from Mayor Dave McKenzie, councillors voted to table making a decision on the requests during their May 9 council meeting, citing the need for more information. Specifically, he said he would like to speak directly with the organizers, something he hoped to do the next day. We want to make sure that if we do this, it is done properly, and that we are sensitive to Indigenous issues and culture, McKenzie said. He also noted he had some logistical concerns regarding the Walk of Reconciliation that needed to be ironed out before council gave their final approval. Ty Ossoff agreed, saying he supported the concept, but said they needed to ensure that Indigenous cultures, especially of Indigenous peoples in the region, were well represented and did not inadvertently misrepresent or portray their culture through the crosswalk art. Rod Klumpf also concurred, noting the committee did not provide examples of the artwork as part of their request. However, it is worth noting the committee's letter states that the art would consist of a white eagle feather, an Inukshuk and a Métis infinity symbol. Anthony Oswald also agreed, saying more discussions with more Indigenous groups, specifically the Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation, was needed, noting that the committee's Indigenous members do not come from First Nations nearest to the community. The Indigenous committee members listed in the letter are Robin Berard, Beth Krieger, and Maya Urquharksak. Krieger identifies herself as Métis, Urquharksak as an Inuit youth member, and Berard is originally from Big Stone Cree Nation near Wabasca. The two events are part of a larger Indigenous Day event the committee is planning for Cecile Martin Park in conjunction with Barhead and District Family Community Support Services, FCSS. The committee estimates that about 800 people, including several hundred students and staff from Barhead Elementary School and Fort Assiniboine School, will participate in the walk and the other Indigenous Peoples Day events. Council is expected to revisit the request at their May 23 meeting. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.